Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
We are gathered here tonight.
今晚我们聚集在此。
To reflect upon the moments leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus and his death on the cross.
一起追思与纪念主耶稣曾被钉死在十字架上。
Having just read through the Passion of the Christ, I want to ask you.
刚刚我们一起读完了基督的受难，我想问大家。
How are you feeling right now?
你现在心情是如何?
What thoughts are running through your mind?
你的脑海中有着怎样的思绪?
Maybe your hearts are feeling a little sad.
也许你正感到悲伤。
Maybe you're feeling a little angry at the injustice that happened to Jesus.
这悲伤中是否也有些许的愤怒?
For me, every year during our Good Friday service,
对我来说，每一年的这个夜晚,
when we read about how Jesus was betrayed,
当读到圣经中关于耶稣受难的记载,
how he was captured and beaten and flogged by the Roman soldiers,
他竟被门徒出卖,又被罗马的兵丁逮捕和鞭打,
how he faced Pilate and endured false accusation and mockery,
他在比拉多面前受审,忍受虚假的指控和恶意的嘲讽,
how he carried the cross to Golgotha to be crucified,
他背着十字架走向各个他山,并被钉死在那里。
Every time we read these accounts,
每当读到这些篇章,
I always get a little emotional and feel a sense of sadness and heaviness.
我总是悲伤难抑,心情十分的沉痛。
And then, of course, in a couple days, we'll celebrate Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday, and it'll be a joyous occasion.
虽然过不了几天，事实上也就是这个周日，我们将怀着欢喜快乐庆祝主耶稣的复活。
But for now, Good Friday is a somber moment when we think about the immense suffering and sacrifice that Jesus endured out of his love for us.
可是今晚此时此刻，让我们一同沉浸在主耶稣为我们受难的这份悲伤中。
Earlier, the choir they sang this beautiful song.
刚才诗班带领大家一起敬拜，唱了这首诗。
And one of the lyrics talked about how Jesus willingly suffered.
其中有一句歌词告诉我们，耶稣是如何甘愿舍身在十架上。
And that ties into the theme that I want us to focus on tonight.
这正是今天我们要宣讲的主题。
I want to have us reflect upon this amazing truth.
今天我想要告诉你们一个惊人的真理。
Jesus willingly sacrificed himself for our sake.
他甘愿为我们舍命，做了这世上一切罪人的赎价。
Jesus is our willing sacrifice.
他甘愿做我们的挽回祭。
Let me pray real quick. Father God, we thank you so much for gathering us in your house. Father, as we get ready to receive your word, I pray that you may open up our hearts to reflect upon the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. So Lord, may your Holy Spirit move powerfully amongst us tonight, Lord. We thank you, we love you, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The disciples' journey with Jesus spanned approximately 3 years, during which they wholeheartedly committed themselves to following after Jesus.
门徒与耶稣同行的三年中，他们是全心全意地跟随他。
Some left behind their former lives as fishermen, as political activists, as tax collector to be with Jesus.
不管是渔夫彼得、渔夫安德烈、政治活动家西门，还是税吏马太，他们都放下手中的工作，起来跟随耶稣。
They shared meals with him.
他们与主一起共进晚餐。
They experienced life with him.
与主共同生活。
They heard his teachings and witnessed the many miracles that Jesus performed.
他们听主的教导，并目睹了耶稣所行的许多神迹奇事。
The disciples were very close to Jesus, and they truly believed that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah.
门徒与耶稣的关系非常亲密，他们都真切地相信耶稣就是以色列民千百年来引颈盼望的那位救世主。
However, when Jesus was arrested and crucified, it must have left the disciples feeling utterly defeated and fearful.
然而，当耶稣被捕，继而又被钉死的时候，门徒们感到前所未有的沮丧和恐惧。
Earlier, I asked how we all felt when we read about the crucifixion and death on the cross.
刚才我问大家，当读到这些充满了痛苦和羞辱的情节，你们心情是如何的？
I believe that most of us probably feel sad as we read about all the pain and shame that Jesus had to endure. And if this sadness is how we feel 2,000 years after the crucifixion of Jesus, can you imagine what his disciples must have felt at that time of the crucifixion? When Jesus was hanging on the cross, I imagine the despair that the disciples felt to be something like this.
距离耶稣受难已经2000多年了。活在今世的我们仍然感到悲伤和沉重，可是试想，当时亲眼目睹了这一切的门徒，他们所受到的冲击与绝望是多么的大呢？我想，他们当时的内心独白恐怕是这样的。
So imagine with me here.
我们一起来试想一下。
Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
主啊。
Jesus.
耶稣啊。
Are you really gone?Why did you have to die?
你真的就这样离去了吗？为什么你必须死？
You were our everything.
你是我们的一切。
We left our lives behind to follow you.
我们放下了一切要来跟随你。
We really thought you were the Messiah.
我们以为你就是那预言中的弥赛亚。
We saw you perform countless miracles.
我们见证了你无数的神迹奇事。
You healed the sick. You drove out demons. YouCalled the dead back to life, you calmed the storm.
你医治了病人，驱逐了恶魔，让死人复活，又平息了风暴。
But now you're arrested and crucified.
可是你现在居然就这样被钉死了。
Why? Why did this have to happen?
为什么会发生这样的事？
You are our only hope.
你可是我们唯一的希望啊。
You were supposed to deliver us from oppression and set up your kingdom.
弥赛亚难道不是应该解救我们脱离压迫建立新的国度吗
It wasn't supposed to be like this, Jesus.
我的主啊事情不应该是现在这样的
Jesus.
耶稣啊
You see, in their context, the Jews in those times considered the identity of the Messiah from a political perspective.
你看在那个时代饱受罗马殖民者压迫的犹太人，他们很自然地就将弥赛亚与政权领袖联系起来了。
They expected the Messiah to be a powerful leader that would overthrow the oppressive Roman government and establish a kingdom of righteousness.
多少年了，以色列民一直盼望的弥赛亚是一位史无前例的强者，他将带领犹太人推翻罗马政府的统治与压迫，重新建立一个公义的国家。
And despite Jesus' attempts to convey the true nature of his mission,
尽管耶稣曾多次试图向门徒传达他最真实的使命,
that he had come to suffer and die and to rise again on the third day,
他来是为了受苦和受死,第三天再从死人中复活。
The disciples, they struggled to fully understand and grasp this thought.
对此门徒们一直是难以完全理解的。
In Luke chapter 24, we see that immediately after Jesus' resurrection, two of his disciples were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
路加福音24章这样记载，耶稣复活后不久，他有两个门徒走在耶路撒冷城外，那是去往以马忤寺的路上。
While the two disciples were talking, Jesus drew near to them.But their eyes were kept from recognizing Jesus.
他们正交谈时，耶稣就近他们，但他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
Jesus asked them what they were talking about.
当耶稣问他们在谈论什么。
The disciple Cleopas explained that a prophet named Jesus of Nazareth.
门徒格留巴回答，拿撒勒人耶稣，他是个先知。
Who was mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
在神和众百姓面前，说话行事都有大能。
that this prophet was delivered up by their chief priests and rulers to be condemned to death and crucified.
祭司长和官府竟将他解去，定了死罪，钉死在十字架上。
And the disciple added that, but we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel.
他补充说，但我们素来所盼望要救赎以色列民的就是他。
You see, Jesus' arrest and crucifixion upon the cross were not what the disciples expected.
显然，耶稣被捕和被钉十字架并不是门徒所期待的。
They expected their Messiah to deliver Israel from Roman rule, not arrested and crucified.
他们期待这位弥赛亚能够解救以色列脱离罗马的统治，而不是像现在这样被捕和被钉死在十字架上。
I'm sure the disciples experienced even more doubt as they witnessed the chief priests, the scribes, and elders mocking Jesus, saying,
我相信当门徒们目睹祭司长、文士和长老是怎样嘲笑耶稣时，他们就开始怀疑了。
They said, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and then...We will believe in him.
如果你真是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。你救了别人，却不能救自己吗？他若是以色列的王，现在就从十字架上下来，我们就信而跟从他。
But remember this, Jesus is our willing sacrifice.
可是请记住，主替我们舍身，甘愿做了世人的挽回祭。
Pay attention to that word willing.
请注意这个词，甘愿。
Even though everything seemed to be going wrong,
即使一切的事情似乎都在朝着一个错误的方向发展，
It appeared that Jesus' plan to usher in a new kingdom had failed.
似乎耶稣要建立新王国的计划，随着他的死彻底的失败了。
It may have seemed as though Jesus had lost.
耶稣看起来好像已经完全输了。
However, this was far from the truth.
然而这远非事情的真相。
The fact is that things were unfolding exactly as God had planned.
真相是一切都在按照上帝的计划展开。
Everything was in God's hand.
一切都在上帝的手中。
See, many of the details surrounding the arrest and crucifixion of Jesus had already been predicted by prophets in the Old Testament and by Jesus himself.
看哪。关于耶稣被捕和被钉十字架的许多细节，其实早已被旧约众先知和耶稣本人预言过。
When the Jews handed over Jesus to be crucified, John tells us that this was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken about the death he was going to die.
当犹太人把耶稣交给罗马兵丁钉在十字架上时，约翰告诉我们。这是要应验耶稣所说自己将要怎样死的话了。
When the soldiers casted lots for Jesus' garments, John says that this was to fulfill the prophecy mentioned in Psalm 22:18.
当兵丁为耶稣的衣服研究时，约翰说这是要应验诗篇中提到的预言。
After Jesus died on the cross, the soldiers pierced Jesus' side instead of breaking his legs, which John said, fulfilled the prophecies found in Exodus 12:46 and Psalm 34:20.
而当耶稣在十字架上死去，兵丁刺透了他的肋旁，却没有把他的腿打断。约翰说，这就应验了出埃及记和诗篇中的预言。
So, was Jesus' arrest and crucifixion something that came unexpectedly for him?
所以你还在觉得耶稣受难真的是一个突如其来的变故吗？
Was Jesus caught off guard by what had happened?
耶稣对所发生的事情是措手不及的吗？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
Every detail surrounding Jesus' arrest and crucifixion is intricately connected to the fulfillment of prophecies.
耶稣受难的每一个细节都与先知们的预言相吻合。
When Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection, he said to them, You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and suffer into his glory?
耶稣复活后向门徒显现，他对他们说：无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
These instances serve as powerful reminders that God's divine plan and unfolding was unfolding precisely as foretold and predicted in the scriptures.
这些例子都是在强有力地提醒我们，上帝的神圣计划正如圣经中所预言的那样展开了。
Reaffirming Jesus' identity as the promised Messiah and the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan for humanity.
耶稣就是那应许中的弥赛亚，以及上帝为全人类制定的救赎计划。
However, even though everything was going according to God's plan, it doesn't make the sacrifice any easier.
当然，即使这一切都是上帝的计划，这也并不会让钉十字架这件事变得是轻松的。
It wasn't as if Jesus was eagerly anticipating the crucifixion, saying, "Oh, I can't wait to be crucified."
耶稣当然不是在渴望自己被钉在十字架上，他可没说，哦，我简直是迫不及待要被钉在这十字架上了呢。
No, it wasn't like that at all.
当然不会是这样的。
In fact, in Matthew 26, verses 36 through 42, while in the Garden of Gethsemane, we witness Jesus praying to God, and he said, oh, go ahead.
据马太福音的记载，当耶稣在客西马尼园中向上帝是如此的祷告。
Jesus prayed, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Again, in verse 42, Jesus repeats himself. He says, "My Father." If this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
在四十二节，耶稣又说：“我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。”
Mark's account also portrays Jesus pleading with God, saying, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet." Not what I will, but what you will.
马可福音中也描述了耶稣向上帝哀求的情景。阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而，不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Jesus willingly obeyed the Father's will for him to be a sacrifice for the sins of mankind.
耶稣甘愿顺从父神，为世人舍去生命。
And to emphasize Jesus' willingness to be our sacrifice,
为了强调耶稣甘愿舍身这一点，
I want to point out that if Jesus wanted to save himself from being arrested and crucified, he had the power to do so.
我想特别的指出，如果耶稣想要拯救自己，免于被捕或是被钉十字架的命运，他完全有这样的能力。
When Simon Peter drew his sword to protect Jesus from being arrested and even cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
当西门彼得拔出利剑想要保护耶稣，甚至削下了一个敌人的耳朵时，
Jesus responded, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be so?"
耶稣这样说，收刀入鞘吧。我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多的天使来吗？若是这样，经上所说事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？
Keep in mind, each Roman legion had around 6,000 soldiers.
值得一提的是，当时每个罗马军营大约是6,000名士兵的编制。
Now multiply that by 12, we're talking about 72,000 angels that Jesus could have sent down to prevent him from being arrested.
6,000 乘以12，也就是说，当时耶稣本可以派遣多达72,000名天使来为自己作战，使自己免于被捕。
Despite Jesus' distress in the Garden of Gethsemane regarding the impending crucifixion,
尽管耶稣在克西马尼园祷告时对即将发生的事感到非常痛苦，
Jesus ultimately chose obedience and willingly submitted to the Father's will.
但他存心顺服并甘愿遵循父神的旨意。
Jesus willingly allowed himself to be arrested, beaten, mocked, and ultimately crucified.
耶稣甘愿让自己被捕、受鞭打、被嘲笑，最终被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus is our willing sacrifice.
耶稣真是甘愿做了罪人的挽回祭。
So we've talked about how Jesus was willing to be sacrificed.
至此，我们已经谈论了关于耶稣是如何甘愿舍命的圣经章节。
Now let's take a look at how Jesus is our sacrifice by looking at the scene where Pilate gave the Jewish crowd a choice whether to free Barabbas or Jesus.
现在让我们来看看耶稣是如何成为了我们的挽回祭。圣经描述了巡抚比拉多让犹太人选择释放一名囚犯的场景，他们可以选择释放耶稣或是当时的另一位死刑犯巴拉巴。
During the Passover feast, it was customary of the Roman Empire to pardon a convicted criminal.
按着传统，在犹太人过逾越节的期间，罗马帝国会给他们一个赦免囚犯的机会。
Now, I guess the closest thing that we have in American tradition is where the president pardons a turkey on Thanksgiving.
这就有点类似于今天美国总统在感恩节会赦免一只火鸡的做法。
So, according to this custom, the Jews would decide who would be freed.
正是根据这个习俗，当时的犹太人是可以决定谁会被释放的。
And in the passage we just read,The crowd, they were given the choice to either free Barabbas or Jesus.
在这个场景里面，人群被赋予赦罪选择权，要么释放巴拉巴，要么释放耶稣。
On one hand, we have Barabbas, who the gospel accounts tell us was convicted of murder, of robbery, and involvement in a revolt.
选择的一边是巴拉巴。巴拉巴这个人，根据福音书的记载，他当时是因为谋杀、抢劫和参与叛乱被定罪的。
And from the context, we understand that his rebellion was probably against the Roman Empire, as crucifixion was typically reserved for those who committed crimes against Rome.
结合当时的时代背景，巴拉巴的叛乱很可能是针对罗马政府的，因为在当时，钉十字架这种酷刑通常是给那些犯下了针对政府罪行的囚犯的。
So that's Barabbas. Now, on the other hand, we have Jesus Christ.
选择的另一边是耶稣基督。
Who was perfectly innocent but was arrested and brought before Pilate out of envy from the chief priests and elders.
而我们知道他是完全无辜的，他被逮捕仅是因为祭司长和长老们的嫉妒和陷害。
Well, as we all know, the chief priests and elders, they persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus.
当时祭司长和长老们耸动人群，要求释放巴拉巴，却要毁灭耶稣。
Now, what's interesting is that Barabbas in Hebrew means son of the father.
有趣的是，巴拉巴这个名字在希伯来文中的意思竟然是父亲之子。
Bar means son and Abba means father.
巴的意思是儿子，拉巴的意思是父亲。
Barabbas means son of the father.
巴拉巴合在一起就是父亲之子。
Ironically, the crowd chose to free Barabbas, the son of the father, who was an actual criminal.
这非常讽刺，人群选择释放一个真正的囚犯，一个只是名为父亲之子的罪犯巴拉巴。
Rather than choosing the true son of the father, who is Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
他们却并不选择释放真正的天父之子耶稣基督，他们的弥赛亚。
Now I want us to close our eyes for just a moment, okay? Close our eyes and imagine what it must have been like for Barabbas.
此刻我们一起闭上眼睛，想象一下对于巴拉巴来说情况是怎样的。
Okay, imagine you're Barabbas, okay? You're sitting on death row in a Roman prison cell and certain that you could be killed any day.
想象一下，你就是巴拉巴， 你坐在罗马监狱的牢房里，知道自己随时都要被处死了。
There was not a clear process of parole or further appeals for you to count on, as prisoners didn't have any rights.
对于你这种失去了一切人权的死刑犯来说，已经没什么假释程序或是进一步的上诉机会了。
It was over for you.
对于你来说，一切都完蛋了。
There was no hope.
再也没有生的希望了。
You were a murderer who deserved death, and deep down, you probably knew it.
而你内心深处其实应该也是知道，你是一个杀人犯，是罪有应得。
Now one day, you hear the crowds chant, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" and you think.Oh, it's over for me.
行刑的这一天来了，你听到人群在高喊，钉十字架，钉他十字架。你心想，我完蛋了。
However, to your surprise, you see that the guards were dragging another man instead.
然而，令你惊讶的是，你看到兵丁们却把另一个人带走了。
And you realize, wait, those chants are not for me. The man they have is Jesus of Nazareth?
你愣住了，心下疑问：难道要被拖去钉十字架的人不是我吗？难道竟然是这位拿撒勒人耶稣吗
？You see Jesus beaten and flogged, and is forced to carry a cross to his death.
然后你就看到耶稣被狠狠地鞭打，被迫背起十字架走向死亡。
You think to yourself, I should be carrying that cross. So you're saying not only do I not have to face judgment, but I am free to go.
你心想，本该是我要背那个十字架去死的，可现在，难道我竟然可以脱离审判，甚至重获自由与生命了吗
？Brothers and sisters, you may open up your eyes.
弟兄姐妹们，你们睁开眼睛。
See, Scripture doesn't tell us how Barabbas felt when the crowd chose to release him over Jesus.
圣经并没有告诉我们，当人群选择释放巴拉巴而不是耶稣时。巴拉巴是什么感受
？But what we are clear on is that Jesus took Barabbas' death.
圣经只是说耶稣代替了巴拉巴要受的酷刑与死亡。
And Barabbas was given the freedom that Jesus deserved.
巴拉巴却得到了耶稣应得的生命与自由。
Jesus bore the guilt and shame and curse and disgrace and death that Barabbas deserves.
一人耶稣承担了巴拉巴应得的罪孽、耻辱、诅咒和死亡。
And Barabbas received the freedom and the life that Jesus deserved.
而恶人巴拉巴却得到了耶稣应得的自由和生命。
Isn't that incredible?
这简直是让人难以置信的。
We find ourselves in a similar position to Barabbas.
而今我要告诉你们，我们与那死刑犯巴拉巴其实是一样的。
Just as Barabbas had broken the law and was deserving of judgment for his crimes,
正如巴拉巴违反了罗马的法律，要因其罪行受到审判一样，
you and I have broken God's laws and are deserving of the penalty for our sins.
在座的每一位，不管是你还是我，我们都违背了上帝的律法。按着律法，我们都应该为自己的罪行付上代价。
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
圣经说，罪的工价乃是死。
You and I, we deserve an eternal death.
你和我，按着律法，实在都应该承受永恒的死亡。
However, just as Jesus took the place of Barabbas, he also took our place on the cross.
然而，正如耶稣代替了巴拉巴一样，他也在十字架上受死，代替了我们。
Jesus bore the punishment that you and I rightfully deserve.
耶稣承担了你和我应得的刑罚。
He paid the penalty of our sins on our behalf, so that we can be seen as righteous in front of God's eyes on Judgment Day.
他代替了我们，承担了罪的刑罚，使我们在审判来临之日，在上帝的眼中不被再定罪，而得以被称为义人。
It's a profound reminder of the grace.And mercy extended to us through Christ's sacrificial death.
弟兄姐妹们，请你记得，正是耶稣基督甘愿舍身，才使我们得以活在上帝的恩典和怜悯之中，不致灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus is our willing sacrifice.
耶稣甘愿做了众人的挽回祭。
Brothers and sisters, it's essential for us to understand that Jesus willingly sacrificed his life for us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须明白，耶稣是甘愿为我们舍身的。
He wasn't coerced or forced, rather he chose to lay down his life as a sacrifice on our behalf.
他不是被强迫的，相反，是他选择了要为我们舍去自己的生命。
Despite having the power to call upon legions of angels to rescue him, Jesus, he obediently followed his Father's will and endured crucifixion for our sake.
尽管他有能力召集大批的天使天君来救自己，但他甘心顺服父神的旨意，是为了我们的缘故，他甘心忍受钉十字架的痛苦。
And just as Jesus took the place of Barabbas, he also took our place.On the cross, bearing the punishment that we rightfully deserved.
正如耶稣代替了巴拉巴那样，他也代替了我们在十字架上受死，承担了罪人应得的刑罚。
Jesus willingly gave his life so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣甘愿舍命，使一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Isn't that incredible?
这一切难道不令你感到震撼和难以置信吗？
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, loved us so deeply that he paid the penalty for our sins with his blood on the cross.
万王之王，万主之主，竟会如此的深爱我，竟以自己的血在十字架上为我的罪付上代价。
But that's not the end of the story.
但这并不是整个故事的结局。
3 days later,Jesus triumphantly rose from the grave, defeating sin and death. And on Sunday, we will celebrate this resurrection on Easter Sunday.
3 days 后，耶稣胜过死亡，从坟墓中复活而出。我们将在这周日的复活节庆祝这一复活的胜利。
Friends, if you are not yet a believer,
朋友，如果你还不是基督徒，还不认识这位替你我舍身的主耶稣。
I invite you tonight to receive the sacrifice of Jesus.
我邀请你今晚就接受耶稣以自己生命为人类成就的救恩。
You and I have all sinned and we all fall short of the glory of God.
记住，你和我都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We deserve the punishment for our sins.
而罪的工价乃是死。
But God so loved the world that he allowed us to be justified.By his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
但上帝是如此的爱世人，竟让我们可以因信他得蒙称义，这不是出于我们，而是出于他的恩典，并借着基督耶稣受死成就了救赎。
Jesus was offered up as a sacrifice on the cross and paid our punishment with his blood.
耶稣被献为十字架上的挽回祭，用他自己的宝血来代替我们的刑罚。
So if you would like to receive this gift of forgiveness and eternal life from Jesus,
如果你想要接受耶稣赐予的罪得赦免和这份永生的礼物，
please tell the friend that brought you here tonight or a member of the church.
不要犹豫，请你告诉今晚带你来这里的朋友，或是告诉你身边任何一位教会成员。
Now to the rest of the brothers and sisters in Christ.
在主里的弟兄姐妹们。
Just as Jesus rose from the grave and conquered death, he will surely return to us one day.
正如耶稣从坟墓中复活并战胜死亡，他必定有一天也会回到我们身边。
Let us not lose hope.
我们不要失去这盼望。
When the disciples knew that Jesus would die and rise again, they didn't fully grasp the significance of it until much later.
正如当时门徒虽然知道耶稣会死而复活。但他们也是直到后来才完全领悟了这个意义。
And similarly, we may know intellectually that Jesus will return one day, but do we truly understand it in our hearts?
今世的我们也许也知道耶稣会再来，但我们是否真的在心里面对此有一个透彻的了解呢？
You may know that Jesus will come back one day to judge the world and restore all creation, ushering in new heaven, new earth.
你也许知道耶稣有一天会回来审判这世界，恢复一切的创造之本相，并引领新天新地。
But has his knowledge penetrated your heart?
但这个知识是否真的已经全然渗透到了你的心里呢？
Does your life reflect the hope of Jesus' soon return?
你的日常生活，你的一言一行，是否反映出来这份对耶稣再来的盼望呢？
As we await the return of Jesus, we will face scoffers who will mock our faith.
在等候主来的日子里，我们将会面对许多嘲笑我们信仰的人。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, we're warned that scoffers will come and they'll question the promise of Jesus' return.
彼得后书警告我们，会有许多嘲笑我们的人质疑耶稣再来的应许。
And so what that